Webcology
starts now, only on Cranberry Radio.
Welcome to Webcology. Webcology is the show that takes you into the deepest and darkest ends of the ecosystem on the internet. Our guides will take you on a journey into web marketing and bring you the experts and the information so that you can further explore the web marketing world. Now, here are the hosts of Webcology, Jim Hedger and Dave Davies.
Hedger from Digital Always Media and Dave Davies from Beanstalk Internet Marketing. It's the 24th of August, 2017. September is like 7 days away. And I warned you. Told you it was coming.
You did. There's no denying it. You had out your crystal ball and you called it. September is coming.
September is coming. Yeah, autumn is coming. And it's going to get really, you know what, it's already really freaking cold here. It's like single digits at night, eh?
Oh, wow. Okay. And for our listen, just to not pull that stereotype out of us and dog sleds, for our listeners in the States, that's about 40 degrees, 40, you know, maybe the low 40s.
Yeah. So it's a little warm for dog sleds, but we're getting there. We're getting there. Okay. We have a great show. We have Bill Hartzer coming on today.
We do. Like that's going to be fun.
Delightful. Bill's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I know. I'm really excited about this one. And So, I mean, we got a lot to cover here ahead of time, you know, before we pull Bill on. One of the great things about having Bill as a guest is whatever we don't cover as news and any like hot button topics we really want to chat about. Guy knows his stuff. We can talk about it with him, too.
As a matter of fact, the guy knows his stuff so well that he's one of those guys that you could like direct message for private support. You know, Bill being the nice guy he is, probably offer it to you. But it was like a total surprise to see that like John Mueller from Google will also respond positively if you want a little bit of private support, eh?
That was. I was expecting a little more. I found it funny after Gary had basically gone, no. different person, different sort of context of question, but basically, no, I don't do private support. And then John's like, yeah, direct message me. I'm like, oh, there's a can of worms, John. That's a bad idea.
I would think so, yeah. Now, it's a thing like scale, right? Clearly, Gary Ives gets it, but John, I'm not so like seriously.
I think John's problem, and I mean, I put quote unquote problem, is, and it's because he does, or in part because he does all the like office hours, hangouts, and that sort of thing. He's actually quite a personable guy, and I think he genuinely likes to help people. You know, as much as he can. So I think his natural instinct was like, yeah, sure, send me a message in the context of I have time right now, not understanding there were going to be probably about 300 or 400 others following right after that one.
Yeah, so John's real problem is he has too many direct messages. That's John's problem.
Yeah. So, but you know what? I mean, good for him. And I hope the person gets the answer to their question. I have a hunch what it will end up being is John basically coming back and going, because he's always welcomed them during the office hours hangouts. So he'll probably end up going, yeah, you know what? Send them to me there and I'm going to pick the best ones. And I'm going to put them, as he always has, in the hangouts and just answer them there. Because you're right, you called it scale. He can't do that. En masse with the number of people that would be sending. Why is this about my website? Why aren't I outranking this person? I don't know. Your site sucks, right? Like, I mean, how many times can you say that to different people and just go, I can't tell you specifically, but your baby is ugly, right? Like, you know, there you are.
Speaking of scale, do you remember where office hours actually started?
No, I don't.
Right here, when we used to be webmasterradio.fm, Vanessa Fox, the Google engineer who created Google Webmaster Tools.
Mm-hmm.
She was host of Office Hours on Webmaster Radio. Problem is, that was also a show where people, you know, phoned in and wanted direct advice. But, you know, we're talking scale here, and this is Vanessa Fox, like one of the lead Googlers at Google. So the show didn't work in our format on the radio station, but yeah, Office Hours actually started on Webmaster Radio, and obviously it's a different thing that John's doing on Google Hangouts, but he kept the name.
Which is great. And I love, to his credit, and it's a big difference, and I've said it before, I'm going to say it again, because we're talking about John, we're talking about the Hangouts, is something I sympathize with John for, especially when him and Gary were first, cutting their teeth in this, is it'd be a lot of, but Matt was better, right? And we all remember Matt, or any listeners who don't, you've just made me feel old. But for anybody who does, that was great. But Matt had his pre-formatted questions and his pre-formatted answers. I really respect that John will basically do like a rapid fire live. Somebody's asking him a question in real time, and he's answering it. And I have a lot of respect for an engineer, especially a rep from Google, who put themselves out like that and who's confident in their brain to understand what they can, can't say, and balances information with, Google's interests, in my opinion, quite well.
Well, yeah, it's life on a tightrope, eh?
Yeah, yeah, and he does a good job, and I know I enjoy them as I think a lot of people do. So,
we got to keep moving. It's we got Bill Hartzer coming up after first break, and you know how it goes with first break. We have to take it sooner than we think, right?
Yep.
So you must have one out there somewhere. We all do. This is like, the deep skeleton of your deep closet. Everybody has at least one site they're responsible for that is still HTTP and not HTTPS.
Uh-huh.
Everyone's got one, at least one.
Yep.
For how much longer? Google said, did you get the hey, get your ass in gear letter that Google sent out at the beginning of the month?
Yep.
So Google has warned webmasters that they have until October 2017. They didn't say what day in October, but October 2017 to, get their HTTPS together and secure their websites down.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing, explanatory email for one of my clients, why this is happening, what Google's doing, what the purpose is, why it's smart to go along, even if you're not forced to go along, it was smart to do it anyway, and all of that. And while I was writing it occurred to me, this is going to force the spending of billions of dollars between now and October.
Yeah.
All the money to buy security certificates, all the money to get your SEO or your in-house IT team to write the 301s, all the money to do everything you have to do to take a site HTTP to HTTPS. With the scale of all the businesses around the world, we're talking billions of dollars.
Thanks, Google.
Come on, seriously, this isn't the valuation of some crappy social media app. This is real people. I'm just staggered by this. And moreover, will this bump in the internet economy actually be visible? Will you feel it?
Yeah, probably. I have a hunch we will. Cases it won't even be us. Like I know in one case, and if they haven't got it sorted out in 2 weeks, I'm just going to totally throw them under the bus, because since the spring I've been dealing with a real estate MLS feed provider, basically everybody in their forum is like, you need to do this, and here's ways to do this, and we can access all your URLs over here on Amazon, but we just mm-hmm. can't through our system that we need to. Anyway, they're, well, we can't figure it out and we're having problems. There's so many, the downside for them is there's so many hosts and web developers in there going, here's the script, right? here's how to do this, right? Providing it. And I don't know why they're dragging their feet. Anyway, so I think in some ways, though, it's going to be great, because it is forcing companies like that. It's like, we've been telling you this all along. Well, now all of your clients are getting these warnings. And one of them, that's the one of my clients that isn't moved over yet, over to HTTPS. And it's because we can't. We're going to get mixed if we move them, because we cannot get these images, fed through in HTTPS. Mm-hmm. So I think, thankfully, they obviously wouldn't take me and every other sort of SEO conscious human being in their forum seriously. Well, now their clients, our clients, are getting email notifications. Heck, they're probably getting email notifications. So you know, okay, in some ways I'm actually thankful for this because it'll get done jobs in scenarios like that. You bring up a point I hadn't thought of, which is there's a bunch of people who actually don't need it, right? We know who they are, right? I mean, I can think of many sites that I moved over because, but they're not actually taking any information that at all needs to be secured at all.
What about the standard website that uses like a contact form, a WordPress website uses contact form 7 for like the contact page?
Right.
Does that count?
It does, or it seems to anyway. And here's the part I find kind of funny about all of this is that they're filling out that form. Awesome. Now it's secure. And then it's coming via email. Then we're getting this all sent, you know, and I know it's a separation of the data, but you can still pull a lot of that from the headers if you really wanted to. It's like, okay, we're not actually fully encrypting everything that's going on here. I understand the purpose of encryption, but that's a funny one. And there's lots of sites like that where it's just like, you don't actually really need to be secure, but I get it. Google's having to go, it's all or nothing. And you can get free certificates if you need one.
You made an important point a couple sentences ago when you're talking about the MLS system that your client is working with. Anyone who's working with WordPress sites and uses more than, say, a handful of plugins, one of those plugins is not going to be secure yet. That's just, you know, law of averages, or Murphy's Law says somebody's not going to have caught up. So until all the feeds that you're bringing into your site are secure, there's a chance, not a guarantee, but there's a chance that Google's going to say, hey, your site isn't up to our standards of secure yet, even though you've done all the right things.
Yeah.
So quick judgment call. Like, is that going to change? Is Google going to understand that in your case, this image feed, or in other cases, say a news or a Twitter feed, has been secured properly, but that's got nothing to do with the website itself or the gathering information on the site. What do you think? Is that going to be a problem long term?
I don't think they're going to fix it. Like, that Google will address it in a known, you know, we understand what's going on here way. And to me, they shouldn't. And the only reason for that is I wouldn't want them giving a positive, you know, hey, this is okay because we understand what's going on here, that it's just a Twitter stream or it's just this MLS system or something like that. The reason I wouldn't like to see that, and this is just me personally, I mean, maybe I'm completely wrong here, but that sort of sets up an environment where you could get away with man-in-the-middle attacks, right? Or something like that, right? Like where, oh, okay, if we're going to allow insecure data sometimes, well, then we're allowing insecure data sometimes, and now we're setting up an almost worse scenario where we won't be aware that it's insecure because we're told when it isn't, and if we're not, we assume it's secure, and it's not. So, you know, it does hit that. I think it's more just going to force us to absolutely get these things dealt with, force the MLS systems and other similar scenarios. For people, just if you're curious and you're struggling with these, you know, problems like a plugin and you can't figure out which one, if you visit WhyNoPadlock, love the name of that domain too, but just go to WhyNoPadlock.com. It runs a great test. It'll tell you specifically what's loading insecurely and help you track it down. I use it every time I get like the mixed security issues and it just isolates exactly which things are coming in insecurely, so you can quickly figure them out. And anyway, WhyNoPadlock.com. Give it a visit if you're having those problems when you're converting to HTTPS, and it'll help you out.
Excuse me, I'm using WhyNoPadlock.com. Yeah, honestly, I want to check this really quick. That's very cool. I had no idea about this.
Yeah, I found it because, of course, we all struggle with that when we're moving over to HTTPS. You'll see like, okay, I don't actually get that padlock. What is it that's left that's coming in insecurely? And you hit the nail on the head. Often it's a plugin or something like that that isn't working right, or that you've hard-coded something in 3 years ago into your, you know, in the case of WordPress or something, you've hard-coded it into your header or something, right? And you've got it as HTTP, not HTTPS. You know, so
yeah, but other clues should jump up and show you that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, that one you should be able to figure out. Actually, that's a good point. But if you want to do it en masse and you're just like, okay, you hit this on a client site and you're trying to fix it up quick, Okay, it'll list all of them for you, so you don't have to hunt and pack your way through trying to figure it out. So, I mean, you know, you can also just do a find in your database for HTTP://. if you're using WordPress, that's the fastest way. Is just if you're comfortable in PHP, my admin, then get in there. But a lot of people aren't. So anyway.
Just ran this on a client website.
Yeah.
Client's website secure. I'm getting a valid security certificate from it. I just wanted to make sure. You said it'll check everything, right?
Yeah.
It did find 8 unsecure items. You want to know what they are?
What?
They're font sets published by Google.
Google.
Of all places.
Right. Hey, you know what? And that, it's funny you bring that up, and I think that is probably one of the only exceptions, and you're probably getting the padlock that I've actually seen, is Google knows Google's okay.
Oh, yeah, to get in the padlock. I thought this site was secure. You know, I was positive the site was secure, but like you said it would find everything, and it found of 310 possible items, it found 8 that are insecure, all of which are Google font sets. Google font.
Right. And funny that's the only exception they seem to be making, is they're giving themselves the thumbs up.
Well, but of course, right? We're number one in that's every right. environment.
They do no evil. That's why they can give themselves an exception.
That's right. Okay, speaking of no evil, we have to cut to break here on... no idea how that's connected, but we're going to cut to break here on Webcology and Cranberry.fm. So on behalf of Dave Davies from VSOC Internet Marketing, this is Jim Hedger from Digital Always Media. It's 24th of August, 2017. Stick around. We have the one and only Bill Hartzer coming up after these messages.
Sit tight and don't move. Webcology will be back after this short break.
How much are your best ideas worth? PriorThings.com gives you an added layer of protection for all of your intellectual property, ideas, and creative things. New business idea, pitch deck, PowerPoint presentation, song lyrics, source code, killer blog posts. We help you protect it all. How do we do it? We use the same technology platform that secures transactions for Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. Learn more at PriorThings.com. Check out exclusive listener pricing for Cranberry Radio listeners by going to bit.ly/FounderCircle.
Are you looking for the best in WordPress speed, security, and scalability? WP Engine is a digital experience platform for WordPress, powering digital experiences for large brands around the world. With easy-to-use site management tools and powerful do-it-your-way development features, WP Engine gives you the flexibility to build it your way. Improve your SEO and conversion rates with a faster site on WP Engine. Learn more on WPEngine.com.
Is your website hacked? Is your website displaying error messages or loading slowly? Even if there are no signs of malicious activity, your site may still be compromised. Websites, like cars, require regular maintenance to perform at their best and not leave you stranded. At Fjorge, our website maintenance experts can help you assess which one of our maintenance plans will best support your needs. Visit fjorgedigital.com or call 612-877-3840 and get the support and protection your website and business deserve. That's fjorgedigital.com.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. TopSEOs sends you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let TopSEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
A more refreshing kind of talk radio. Cranberry Radio. Cranberry.fm.
Cranberry.
Webcology takes you into the deepest and darkest ends of the ecosystem on the internet. Here are the hosts, Jim Hedger and Dave Davies.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Webcology here on Cranberry.fm. It is the 24th of August, 2017. This is Jim Hedger from Digital Always Media. Dave Davies from Beastalk Internet Marketing. And on the line, we got a, easy enough to say, he's an SEO legend. Bill Hartzer, welcome to Webcology.
Great, thanks. Great to be here.
It's dude, it's always fun having you here. The last time I saw you in person was about a year and a half ago at a conference. But the last time I saw a picture of you, you were in a spacesuit walking around SMX Advanced Seattle.
Yeah, that was pretty fun. You know, the Majestic did a lot of, they had this promotion they're still doing, but they had this promotion about where they 3D printed the internet, all the links on the internet in space. And so it was appropriate that a spaceman appeared.
Well, Mr. Spaceman, how realistic was that spacesuit?
Very Amazon-ish.
Okay, so it was a Jeff Bezos special. You'd have, like, imploded in real outer space.
No, but, it was interesting because that I was on the rooftop, you know, in Seattle. And it was actually pretty breezy up there. As the sun went down, I was really glad to have to be one of the only people in a space suit.
In a full space suit, yeah. Exactly. As will happen.
Designed for zero Kelvin, so I assume that it kept you.
But yes, actually, the spaceman is going to make appearances at SMX East coming up, which is going to be a great show in New York. And so the spaceman will be at SMX East.
Excellent. So that's beginning of October, right? End of September, beginning of October?
Yes.
You're in the, on the Eastern Seaboard in the New York City or New York State area, make it down to the Moscovy Center. Not Moscovy, that's San Francisco. Who was the guy with the M name on the East Coast? It's always the guy with an M name. Javits Center.
Yes, that's the Javits Convention Center.
MJAVITZ, Javits.
Yes, and that's actually the week after this Merge show that's coming up. So we have Merge, and then we Digital Cert Summit, and then the following week we have SMX East.
Did I hear that you're doing the programming for Merge?
Yes.
So well, tell us about it.
So Merge is actually a conference that is merging, if you will, several different conferences and over the years. You know, the web hosting industry review, the web hosting former web hosting conference. Mm-hmm. We've got also CMS Summit and the domain conference, and a new show, blockchain show, and then also we have I've asked to start is Digital Search Summit, which essentially is a mini search conference that is part of this larger show, and that's happening in Orlando in October.
Okay, and a quick disclosure: Dave Davies and his wife and business partner Mary Davies are both going to be speaking at Merge.
Yes.
Yeah. And along with, who are all the other people? We got Zatella is going to be
Zatella,
there. We got
Danny Goodwin. Bill Leek.
Yes, we've got Danny, Bill Leek, Lisa Beyer. Got two Lisas.
Michelle Simpson Ross is going to be there, a big friend of Webcology.
Yeah. Yes.
So that's going to be a fun show. That seriously is like a merger of. of a bunch of the old shows that we all used to go to.
Yeah, so the whole idea is that basically you go to the show and you'll be able, or you know, during those days you'll be able to buy a premium domain name. You'll be get web hosting. You'll be able to pay for it through blockchain currency, and also you'll be able to get the marketing you need. And the CMS, WordPress, and Joomla, and so forth will all be there as well.
Well, 50 days, 9 hours, 30 minutes, and 35 seconds and counting till the merge show. Orlando, that's exciting. Congratulations, eh?
Yeah, it's going to be a great conference. We've got guys from Deep Crawl who will be there, and a couple other well-known well-known search industry folks will also be there as well.
I'll just because I found it interesting because I was, of course, going through the schedule. I'm like, well, I'm going to be there. You know, what else is going on? I've never been to a conference, so I guess just know for Bill or our listeners, I've never actually been to a conference like this where it's sort of a collection of other conferences. And it really is interesting because those things that you're – you know, we're all in tech. Those things you're kind of interested in or very interested in, but you'd never go to a conference on, like blockchains, for example, right? I wouldn't go to a conference on it, but I would go to a conference on search. Well, I'm going to be there for it. It's a really, really interesting idea because it gives you that opportunity to, yeah, there's a couple sessions that are, I could never actually go justify going to a full conference on specific things like blockchains. But I'll get a chance to go to it. So it's a really, really neat idea, and I think it's going to be a great conference.
Yeah, combined domains, marketing, CMS, web hosting, and everything like that. It's going to be a good show and great location too. Orlando, middle of the state of Florida. So anybody in Florida should definitely be there. Oh, Joe from PubCon, Mr. PubCon, will be there as well. Presenting on all his SEO stuff.
Right on.
So look forward to that.
You know what was happening? I guess everybody gets like Facebook memories, and I'd completely forgotten. You know where all of us would be had history unfolded just slightly differently? You know where we would all be right now?
Where?
We would all be in San Jose at a search engine strategies conference. Every year around this time, the biggest search conference on earth would happen at Search Engine Strategy San Jose, the seriously fun one. Remember?
Oh yeah, yeah. I think everybody
with the Google Dance and the you know whatever Yahoo would put together, whether it be a downtown at the Science Museum or at an amusement park in the area.
Yeah, those were the days.
I can't remember the last time I actually used this word, but another great thrower of events, Ask,
yeah,
was there back in the time and mattered.
Now, is it hard to find sponsors for large-scale conferences these days?
You know, I don't think so. I mean, I think that there are, you know, the conferences out there, actually the, you know, the sponsors, they do have a budget and that they budgeted for the year and they try and make sure that they hit, you know, all the major shows.
Yeah.
Sure, go ahead, Jim.
Well, I just remember how with some of the Search Engine Strategy shows and then when Danny started up some of the SMX shows, their sales staff literally had to beat displays, beat vendors away with a stick because they'd run out of room on the display floor. Everybody wanted to be a part of the conferences. And then 2008 happened. And the money just like left the tech world as if it had been vacuumed into space. And that was, you know, that was the demise of the great conferences.
I think there's also that several of these companies have IPO'd and they have now investors to report to, and so they're not putting that money into, you know, into conferences. I mean, you know, when Google did their IPO, that was basically the end of of all the great events at Google.
Well, yeah, I mean, they've recently revived the Google Dance, but I remember them saying $2 million for a party doesn't look good on a budget.
Yes, so, even though that's probably what they make every day.
Every day, yeah, like off of like Kansas.
I was going to say, in the time it took us to say $2 million, you know.
Yeah, I feel like Dr. Evil, $2 million.
Bill, I'm going to say something that to your ears is going to sound like blasphemy. And I know it, but a good part in the conversation. We were talking about the conference, and you brought up domains.
Yep.
What is there to cover on a domain? I come up with a name for my company. I make sure that, you know, hopefully the .com's available, and I buy it. Tell me what would I learn? And I know you know a lot about this exact subject. So what would I possibly want to learn going to any session on domains? Why would I want to buy a premium domain? What more is there that I could possibly get out of going, that's a good name. Is the .com available? Yeah. Okay. Let's buy it. What more is there than that?
You know, a lot of the issues, though, you have to understand are kind of marketing related. I mean, branding, but then you have trademark issues. You know, a lot of the trademark issues are there's been a lot of, you know, a lot of lawsuits and a lot of issues like, you know, domain disputes and so forth related to that. So it's not as easy as, okay, let's pick a name and see if it's available, but it may be available because, you know, for a variety of reasons. And then you look at a domain that, you know, there's a ton of, rather than domain, just trademark issues, but you're dealing with issues from links. I mean, you need to go, you know, you need to learn about, checking before you buy a domain. Go to Majestic or Ahrefs and completely look at the domain history, look at the archive, you know, history of that domain. Even though a domain has dropped and it has is available now and has been available for a year or two, you know, it might have, you know, 100,000 backlinks that was completely spam. So, you know, and then you buy that domain, you'd have to deal with all those links. So there's a lot of other issues developing a lot of the premium names are getting really, really, really expensive, like over $100,000. And so for a good domain, and there's domain leasing where companies are not just, you know, ponying up $100,000, but they will lease, you know, you can get a lease on a domain. There's companies that all they do are domain capital and leasing. So, you know, maybe spend, you know, $100 or $200 a month on the domain, leasing it and essentially renting it and using it rather than just, you know, buying it outright, you know, for tens of thousands of dollars. So there's a lot of, you know, but I think that my biggest thing that I always have a takeaway of is, you know, domains and the legal issues, because just getting a domain and using it, and, you know, there could be a lot of, from trademark and other legal issues that with a domain that you know, most of us are not aware of. And it's those connections with domain lawyers and so forth that can be really valuable.
You are one of the experts on domains in the search marketing industry, Bill. And I remember a couple of years ago, ICANN sort of, well, basically just released any top-level domain you could afford to basically to purchase and establish. That felt like, I remember at the time, it felt like it was going to lead to a serious gold rush in the world of domains, but I don't get the sense that happened. Why not?
You know, I think that the top level, domain owners, you know, the registries themselves, I think that the way they did it is they priced the domains. You know, some are, you know, for for .xyz domain, you know, for jimhedger.xyz, you're looking at probably just a couple dollars for that domain, you know, $10 at the most. Whereas you're looking at, you know, a .attorney domain, you're looking at probably, you know, thousands of dollars from some of these. And so the registries themselves didn't want all the domain investors to come in and domain squatters or domain buyers to just, you know, go snatch up, you know, really good domains, and spend all that, spend money owning thousands of domains. They want people to actually buy a domain and actually use it and put a site on it.
What happened to that .sucks scam that was going around?
Well, it's still available. I mean, it's still out there. I mean, to some, it sounds like it's a scam, and to others, it's not. I mean, so it's still, ICANN has not pulled as far as I know, ICANN has not pulled that domain. So, you know, that TLD, so you can go still buy a domain there. What I find interesting is, you know, Google My Business. Google has just launched on .site. So if you go into Google My Business and you create your own website, and there they will give you a subdomain of BillHartzer.site. It's as your URL. It's not a .com or .net or whatever. It's .site.
So if you see .site out there, you know where that originates now.
Yes, it originates from Google My Business. Actually, it is your name .business.site. So it is, so what's interesting is I found that you can do a site : business.site and see all of the, you know, one page Google My Business companies who have, or Google My Business customers who have actually, you know, created a site.
GeoCity days.
Yeah. So then you can also though, more interesting is to me is that digging into the data, SEMrush, you know, you can use SEMrush to put in business.site and you can actually see all of the rankings of all these sites and all the traffic, which is pretty interesting because you're looking at everything on business.site.
Okay. You know, it's funny, Dave and I were just negotiating the next question when we'd go to break. And this is an opportune time to take a break here on Webcology on Cranberry.fm. Bill, this is fun, but I got a feeling Dave's next question is going to be one of the 2 or 3 minute answers. So
yeah.
Yep. We're going to grab a break here now, coming up to the quarter hour. Friends, you're listening to Webcology on Cranberry.fm. It's the 24th of August, 2017. It's Jim Hedger from Joey's Media, Dave Davies from Beats Talking Internet Marketing. We're joined by SEO legend Bill Hartzer, and we're all back after these messages.
Sit tight and don't move. Webcology will be back after this short break.
Looking for a white label SEO and social platform for your clients? Think
eBrands.
Free and unlimited SEO audit reports.
eBrands.
Premium Facebook apps and welcome page creators.
eBrands.
Twitter management app, analytics, and mobile site generators.
eBrands.
Let eBrands manage your search and social media campaigns and give you and your clients access to their white label dashboard, which have great reports that will wow your clients and deliver great ROI and results. Try eBrands for 30 days. Go to eBrandsWithAZ.com or call 1-866-625-5717. That's eBrands with a Z for
eBrands.
Cranberry Radio is your new destination for education, entertainment, and engagement. Browse through our complete library of programs at cranberry.fm or on demand through iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, and Google Play. Don't worry, you can still access all of our great webmasterradio.fm programs at cranberry.fm. Refresh your bookmarks today to Cranberry Radio at cranberry.fm.
Looking for a better way to get more traffic and interaction to your Facebook page? Imagine Facebook interactivity on your page like you've never seen. Introducing your new Facebook marketing fix, ZoSocial, the new and revolutionary way to easily manage and automate your Facebook contests and sweepstakes. Create a fun, easy-to-win contest by writing a simple Facebook post. Watch your post go more viral and generate loads of interaction. Track your traffic and generate email lists with ease. ZoSocial is mobile-friendly and complies with Facebook terms of service. Let ZoSocial give your Facebook page some flash today. Zoom over to zosocial.com.
Pick out some new favorite podcasts now at cranberry.fm.
Webcology takes you into the deepest and darkest ends of the ecosystem on the internet. Here are the hosts, Jim Hetcher and Dave Davies.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Webcology here on Cranberry.fm. It's the 24th of August, 2017. This is Jim Hedger from DigiAlways Media, Dave Davies from Beanstalk Internet Marketing, and we're joined by Bill Hartzer. Bill, you have, you're an SEO's SEO. You're known by pretty much everybody in the industry who gets around and communicates, works on Webmaster World, that sort of thing. You're known to, also appear at conferences across the country, just sort of like at random. Your obligatory conference self. besides the Merge show, where are you next appearing?
So let's see. We've got a couple coming up this fall. I mean, we've got Merge, and we've got SMX East. Mm-hmm. Then we've got PubCon, we've got State of Search, and Digital Summit Dallas.
But in the meantime, it seems to me that you've got at least a month off, a month without having to travel.
Yes, it's actually been pretty nice, actually.
That's rare.
Yep.
So what do you do in your downtime? You know, you're a search evangelist, you're... an evangelist for Majestic.
Yes, and actually I am also an evangelist for OnCrawl, which is kind of an up-and-coming, competitor for deep, kind of like Deep Crawl and Screaming Frogs, SEO Spider, and so forth. So OnCrawl, just a quick mention, OnCrawl will combine Google Analytics data and a crawl of your site and your site's log files, and do some analysis.
Well, gee, Bill, aren't you afraid of like Google labeling you a renegade or a vigilante or something? And, what was that they were saying about tools that take data from Google Analytics and they called them parasites or some awful name the other day?
Yeah, I mean, Google has labeled me probably something like that about 15 years ago. So at this point, so I'm all about the data, and we really, have gotten really looking at. I'm excited about looking at log files because so many sites are using PDFs. And at this point, we really need to analytics and SEO audits. So that's what I've been doing primarily is a lot of SEO audits, and for sites, I have taken on a few monthly SEO clients, but primarily my SEO audits are taking up a lot of time.
Yeah, well, the reason I asked the leading question about Google saying awful things about people making common SEO tools is I was trying to sort of lead you into asking how you feel about what Google's saying, and why is Google putting itself in this position?
I think that's been overall. I mean, I think that they want to protect a lot of their data. They want to protect a lot of their, especially with. So, good ranking checkers and all that. I mean, you know, it comes back to even back where we're going HTTPS and doing not provided. I think that they, you know, I think that we were, I think they're very specific about making sure that, you know, that, you know, SEOs have and webmasters have website owners have, have less keyword data. And so there's, you know, and it's a, I think it's about protecting their market share.
So do you think, like, we're hearing a lot on AI coming out of Google, of course, you know, and other from Bing and Facebook and whatnot. Could part of their fear at this point in coming up against tools like that be AI? You've got tools like OnCrawl pulling in analytics, running its own ranking reports, analyzing sites themselves, being able to adjust competitors. Now inject a little AI. Can it start to, I hate to use this word, but I'm going to anyway, even though it's not a great way to word this. Can Google possibly be scared that they will actually be able to accurately start reverse engineering what Google's version of AI is doing? Like, is that part, do you think, of what they're scared of, is that we too can play with AI and we too can develop AI that can figure out what you're ranking a system based on?
Yeah, I mean, but I do think it's going to be a lot more, you know, a lot more difficult. It's not just, you know, not just checking, you know, not just dealing with one, you know, with keywords. You're talking about long tail, yeah. You know, long tail stuff and a lot in understanding a lot more. So it's much more, you know, I think it's much more difficult. You know, we don't have right now. We don't have, you know, any really much analytics on. You know, we don't have a lot of analytics specifically that are showing us data on on voice search and those types of searches. So I think we're still probably a good number of years out until we're at that point.
Now, the question I wanted to go to, I got a little sidetracked because as Jim knows, you mentioned AI and I'm going to get a little sidetracked. Right before we were going to break, one that I was dying to ask you is we were talking about TLDs and how they're working. I'm going to ask, like, I don't know, because it's right up your alley of stuff to study. So I'm going to assume you've taken a look because you're an SEO and you know a lot about domains. I'm sure you've taken a look at SEO impact of TLDs. Is there any SEO impact of using, specifically structured TLDs or keyword-rich TLDs? And I'll use your example. You'd mentioned .attorney. Okay, so if I have Los Angeles .attorney, is there inherently an SEO benefit to it or an indirect SEO benefit to it? Have you studied that at all? And if so, what was the conclusion?
Yeah, so really what it comes down to is you know, when you have two domains, you know, the really at the beginning, the domain doesn't matter. But once you actually start using that particular domain, you know, even same thing with using, you know, my name, BillHartzer.com. Once you start using that domain as your site, you know, other websites and other people just naturally start referring to you as being, you know, that domain. So, people, you know, when they, you know, and I will end up ranking for my name because it's, you know, BillHartzer.com is which my, essentially my company name or my brand. You know, if you're a Los Angeles .attorney, you have to start thinking about anchor text and links and, you know, other relevant factors, in there with its, you know, yeah, tweets on Twitter and social and all this stuff. You know, people start talking about you and linking to you and using it for with that anchor text, and that, you know, that relevancy has to, you know, play some factor into it. And, you know, whether it's Los Angeles .attorney and your anchor text and links say Los Angeles .attorney and pointing to that domain, you know, it's just naturally a benefit in my book, that you have a domain that has your keywords, your brand, your company name, and so forth.
Okay, well, how about an international designation, like a .ca or a .co.uk? If I remember correctly, I think it was 2 weeks ago, John Mueller contradicted just conventional SEO wisdom. We've always said, yes, this matters. But Mueller said it doesn't matter. Does it?
You know, they're all different. I mean, they're all, I don't think they're looking at all the domains at the same level. I mean, I do think though a domain that is a dot, there is a .uk and a .co.uk now. If you use the .uk and you use the hreflang tags and so forth and the location tags and put it in and made it a US based site, you could probably rank a .co.uk site. I mean, so it. I don't think that necessarily the domain really matters, as much. There's ways, that they're looking at the site.
Yeah. Again, it used to be conventional wisdom. If you wanted to rank in Canada, you had to get a .ca. If you wanted to rank in France, you had to get a .fr. But I know we can just direct message him ourselves, but we're lazy here on Webcology.
Yep.
Did you hear that? I mean, did you hear that John said that you just direct message him and ask a question? You ever feel tempted to do that? Or maybe Bill Slosky?
Yeah, sometimes they answer and sometimes they won't. It depends on,
Do you remember back in the day when you would write Matt Cutts and he'd actually write you back and it was the biggest thrill ever?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we're down to our last seconds. Dave, do you have another question as we're heading out?
Well, yeah, I'm going to make this nice and easy because I like to give guests a chance to sort of tell us about how to contact them or their company. So, Bill, where should people go? You know what? We're talking about the show here, so. Tell us a little bit on closing. How do we find it? Like, where's the information on it? So we can figure out if we would want to attend.
Yes. The main site is www.mergeshow.com, MERGESHOW. And that will have all the good info.
Awesome.
Okay. That's it. That's time. We got a full hour. Bill Hartzer, thank you so much for spending time with us on Webcology.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Okay, friends, that was SEO legend. And this is a guy who just knows a lot about everything in the industry, Bill Hartzer. On behalf of Dave Davies from Beanstalk Internet Marketing, this is Jim Hedger from Dejawi's Media. You've been listening to Webcology on Cranberry.fm. It's the 24th of August, 2017. Friends, stick around the network. Lots of great content coming up after the news. We'll talk to you next week.
The opinions expressed are those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cranberry News Marketing and Cranberry.fm. Rebroadcasts or retransmission of this content without proper consent is prohibited.
Cranberry Radio is your new destination for education, entertainment, and engagement. Browse through our complete library of programs at cranberry.fm or on demand through iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, and Google Play. Don't worry, you can still access all of our great webmasterradio.fm programs at cranberry.fm.